Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Hello, and welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I must be Wayne.
And this is episode 64.
Wow, 64.
Yes.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, it does.
And I'm having fun with you, baby.
I'm having fun with you too, baby. So here we go. What are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, do we have a scripture before we go?
Well, yeah, but you have to tell us what we're going to talk about so we know why it goes with it.
Oh, okay. So we are going to talk about, I found a website. And it's called 45 Cheap Date Ideas You'll Actually Want to Go On. So we kind of thought that since it's getting to be summer and we have, you know, vacations and time out and this, that, and the other thing, that maybe going on a date night would be good.
Mm-hmm.
And frugality is always good.
Yes.
So I found this website. It's actually, it's off RamseySolution.com, and it's written by Rachel Cruz. And it's mm-hmm. called 45 Cheap Date Ideas You'll Actually Want to Go On.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we're good on the title now.
We are now.
Because you've said it twice.
I've said it twice.
We're good. Well, you know what? I have a scripture to go with that.
Are you going to say it twice?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, this is Proverbs 19:8 out of the New International Version. It says, "The one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper."
Mm.
I thought that was appropriate because, as Wayne said, he found this article that we want to share with you on Dave Ramsey's site. Dave Ramsey is one of the financial, Christian financial gurus of the times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people have used his Ramsey Solutions, his basic teachings and things to get out of debt and get their finances on track. So this, if you haven't visited this website, there's lots of resources for your financial security here as well. And the way prices are today, man, dates, we went out to eat. We took our grandsons out to eat. And I mean, and they're eating adult-sized portions.
They're eating full meals now, yeah.
And,
excuse me.
And I mean, Wayne and I each got a pasta dish. And they each got cheesesteaks, right?
Cheesesteaks,
fries, and drinks. The bill was over $100. It was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. And that was without the tip.
Yeah.
And so it's crazy. Know that for a lot of families right now, the way inflation is, I mean, it's interesting to see some of the memes that are on Facebook about having a meltdown at the grocery store when the cashier is ringing mm-hmm. up the groceries and stuff. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's, there are lots of ways that you can go out and spend time together to build your relationship, strengthen up your marriage if you're married, but still do it and have it not break your budget
yep.
or affect your budget much at all.
Yep. And the nice thing about this website, which I assume you will post on with the podcast.
I will put it in the podcast description.
Yeah, but the interesting thing about this link this website when I was looking at it is they have a bunch of other links in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So anyway, so she starts off saying, is inflation taking a bite out of your date night budget? When run-of-the-mill date nights with dinner and a movie could set you back $100 or more, and my gosh, and especially if you have a kid or a couple kids, you're paying for babysitters.
Well, you're paying for babysitters, yeah.
Yep, it can be tough to fit regular date nights into the budget, but don't worry, because there's plenty of ways to spend a fun and romantic date night together in a budget-friendly way. Here are 45 cheap date ideas to try out, and some are even free.
Mm-hmm. Totally free.
Totally free. So they start out with 11 cheap dates to get started. So cheap doesn't have to be boring. If anything, you might just have to be a little more creative, which mm-hmm. I know we've done that in the past, gotten creative, especially when money's been tight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So here are some of their ideas. Browse at a bookstore. So,
I thought that was a fun one.
Yeah, well, because I mean, a lot of times the bookstores have tables and chairs that you can...
Coffee shops.
coffee shop.
And Barnes and Noble has a Starbucks.
That's right. It does. It has a Starbucks. Yep.
So, yeah, and a couple coffees is a lot less expensive than dinner and a movie.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Even if you get a snack or something.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So listen to your throwback records, vintage tapes, or mixed CDs.
And then, but that's a cool idea, too. But I want to back up
you
to the browser of the bookstore.
Okay.
Yeah, because the thing they said about that was that if you like books and you both find books you want to read, then get on your library website and put them on hold for pickup at your local library, and then you can read them on free, or you might be able to get them on Hoopla, listen to them on tape or one of the platforms. I can't think of the word for that. But yeah, well, I thought that was fun.
I mean, don't buy anything. Yeah, I haven't, I haven't been at a library for a while to actually read, but I know, I forget which place we were at, where we were living, and the library actually had books online.
Oh, yeah. Our library system here does where we live now. Yeah, the county library system. The local libraries all have, that's what I said, Hoopla. That's one of the platforms. And there's some other ones, but you can actually borrow books,
and they're free.
Audiobooks
and
that you can
free.
Listen to. Yeah, it's free. It's part of your library card. You have to have a library card. But
right. And they're free.
Yep.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yep. Listen to your, are we done with that now?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So listen to your throwback records, vintage tapes, or mixed CDs. So I'd be curious to know how, with, I don't know what the ages of our listening audience is, but if they're the younger generation, do they even know what records are?
Or mixed CDs.
Or mixed CDs.
Do you remember mixed CDs?
I don't know if I remember what they are.
That's when people, I had a boss who every year for
Christmas,
her husband would record a CD with a variety of Christmas songs on it.
I do remember that.
Classics, where, you know, and the fun ones, and then, you know, newer contemporary ones on that. And that was back when it was bootlegging.
It was bootlegging.
It was illegal to do that. Now there's legal ways to do that, but they would call it the bootleg Christmas CD volume when he started
volume
doing it.
Whatever.
I think we had six or seven volumes of that before he stopped.
Yeah. Well, I can remember the vinyl records, which growing up on the farm, we had an old Victor Victrola.
Oh, yeah.
That had the, you know, the what was it, 73 RPM. But then we had a big console record player.
Oh, yeah, we had that too.
And then, and that one, I think that one had an 8-track and an AM/FM radio in it. The one car I had, the first audio player I had in there was an 8-track.
Yeah, I had an 8-track audio player in my car.
Yep, and then a cassette. Anyway, we are...
Sorry, we got reminiscing
we
on
got
that
reminiscing,
one,
but... sorry. Anyway, but, or if you're currently dating, share the music that was important to you in your earlier life, or if you're married, you can always share music that you listened to back when you were dating or whatever. Go out for breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day, but it's usually cheaper than going out for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Watch the sunset or sunrise. Now, that's pretty cheap.
That is cheap.
Yeah, and we've gotten some really nice sunsets and sunrises
here. Oh, I
know.
We stayed at this place
last year
in the summertime in New Jersey on the Delaware Bay and had the most incredible sunsets. We have great pictures from that. But, you know, that's what we were just talking about the other day. I said to Wayne, I really appreciate that he's a guy who just likes simple things. Like, we went for a ride. We were looking for a white peacock that somebody told us about. But Sunday after church, they had a fundraiser lunch at church, so we weren't hungry. We had gotten to eat lunch. And then we just went on a drive. It was a beautiful day, looking at the spring flowers and stuff. And it was fun. So just looking at the sunset, watching the sunrise, very simple, and it can be very romantic.
So some of the other options here is celebrate the year you met, got married, or started dating. Maybe watch a popular movie or listen to music from that year. Take a dance lesson, which I thought that was interesting. You probably wish I would do that with you.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
because I don't, because
I can't
break something.
I don't know, because rhythm is something I don't have. Yep, enjoy a sporting event. What does it say here? All right, going to watch a pros play isn't going to be cheap unless you can score a great discount. But don't worry, you can still be a fan in the stands, or taking a college or local high school game, and then chat with your date about your own sporty glory days. Well, okay, we don't have to worry about us doing that.
Well, we know somebody who took this up as a date night activity, though. So we had friends who were looking for something to do. They wanted something that was inexpensive, and they wanted to, like, have a regular night of the week to get out. And so they started following college basketball college teams. Basketball. It was winter time. They were looking for something to do because it wasn't conducive to walks where we live in the Northeast and there's snow and cold and stuff. And they started following a college basketball team, and they went to all the home games and got really involved in, in being fans of this basketball team. But it was a great time. They had a great night out, and it wasn't very super expensive. It was just the cost of the tickets to a college game are a lot cheaper than a pro game, unless, I mean, and this was like,
this has been a while,
this wasn't a big name Ivy League school or anything. It was it was just a regular college. But
So they have a volunteering together, use your time to serve at a homeless shelter or elderly ministry, church ministries, run errands together. And this is something you and I do quite a bit.
But I think if you are raising a family and you're thinking, how is running errands romantic?
Well,
what the suggestion is that you pay a sitter and leave the kids at home. And that's what it says in this. You'll be surprised at how much fun you'll have strolling the aisles of Target or picking up groceries, just the two of you. And that can be a fun time. You actually can, you know, and in like most of the grocery stores, you can pick up a coffee, you know, pick up your favorite drink. And
Well, a lot of our grocery stores around here have Starbucks in them.
And they can, you know, you could do that while you're shopping.
So number 10 is take pictures at a city mural. I thought that was interesting.
Well, but I think the idea of what was behind it is to become a tourist in your own town. So, and I know one of the towns that's near us has a lot of murals on in the downtown buildings. And so it is interesting to go around and look at them. But I think you could look at architecture. I know we've talked about one time our cheap way to spend our anniversary is we both took a vacation day from work. But we didn't have any money, so we got a copy of the local covered bridge tour. We lived in an area where there were multiple old covered bridges. And there was actually two tours, the northern tour or the southern tour. And we packed a picnic lunch. We packed some sandwiches and stuff and got a map. And we toured the covered bridges. And
it was, we did like 15 or 20 covered bridges.
It was, it was a lot of fun. It was very interesting.
It was neat. Go to an open mic night. Well, that's interesting. I didn't think about that. Oh, now, so that, they have those 11, but then they start with other ones. Cheap date ideas for the outdoors. So enjoying a hike is one. We have done that. We've gone for hikes, looking at different things.
Going for walks and trails
going
and
for
stuff.
Go for a run together. I probably won't run with
you. No, I won't be doing that either.
No. camping at a state park. We know people that do that.
Yeah, we've done that too.
Yep, we've done that years ago. Drive to see the autumn leaves. And that's something we do quite a bit.
Oh, that's one of my favorite things.
And it's neat, especially if you're not familiar with the roads. Just to start driving and see where you end up.
It's like, oh, where does this road go?
Because you never know where you're going to end up. Go berry or apple picking. Visit a public garden. Oh, you'd like that.
I enjoy that.
But we've done that when some of our cruises and stuff that we've gone on trips, we've gone to public gardens in different cities
and
stuff.
Some of the Caribbean islands and stuff.
Grab a cup of coffee and stroll around the downtown square or area. Concert in the parks. They're usually free. Walk a nature trail or just around the neighborhood, which we do that sometimes. Feed ducks in a pond. Visit a garden center. Nah, I don't want to do that.
I do.
You do. And I go with you a lot.
He goes. The reason he doesn't want to do that with me is that I will be there for hours and it will cost us a lot of money.
Well, and that's one of the things different between the way you and I look at stuff, even or shopping. Because I shop like, I think I shop like a guy. I know what I want, and I go into the store, and I get what I want, and I'm done shopping, and I'm out of there. You don't shop like that.
No.
You will go, you'll look, and then you'll look some more, and then you'll double check it, and then you'll look some more, and then you'll buy it.
That's because it's called retail therapy.
Anyway, moving on. Okay, so now, hang with the farm animals. Do you love llamas?
The llama farm.
The llama farm. Yes, I don't know if we've talked about the llama farm.
I don't know if we have or not.
Yeah, we have a local llama farm. I found Ashley and our daughter were away at a conference, and our son-in-law was working, and I had the boys.
That would be me and Ashley.
What did I say?
You said Ashley and our daughter. Ashley is our daughter.
Oh, Ashley is our... That's a good point, yes. Anyway, You guys were away. I mm-hmm. had the boys. I was driving down the road, and like a mile from our house, I saw a sign for a llama open barn, they called it. Mm-hmm. So I took the boys there. It was all free, but they loved it. Mm-hmm. And they still do. Every year, we go back.
Yeah, we figured they'd be getting too old for it, but they beg to go back. They yeah. ask when it is.
Because so. I think we asked them this year if they'd be too old for it, and they're mm-hmm. like, no, no.
Yeah, so it's yeah. That can be a fun activity.
Yeah. So, let's see, they have 12 cheap dates for staying in. Mm-hmm. So you can even do this even without even leaving the house.
Right.
Cook a special meal or fancy dinner today. Dinner together. Mm-hmm. I think we've done that.
Yeah, we've done that.
We cook frequently together. Mm-hmm. Eat takeout by candlelight. Well, we've done that too.
Right.
Have a picnic on the floor.
We did that when we were younger.
We did that when
it's
we were younger.
It's not as much fun now. It's too hard to get up
yeah,
off the floor.
Well, they moved the floor farther away.
Yes, it keeps getting further away all the yep. time.
Make drips and sink them on your patio. Okay, scratch that. Make drinks and sip them on your patio.
There we go.
We've done that too.
Yes, I like this. Have your own happy yeah. hour at home and yeah. sip your drinks in the backyard or yeah. on the patio.
Sounds like we've already done that tonight, but we haven't. Oh my. Here's something we do a lot of, stargaze mm-hmm. from your backyard. Mm-hmm. So as long as you don't live in the heart of the city, you're likely to see stars in the sky on a clear night. So yeah, we've done that a lot, although we take chairs out and sit in them.
Yes,
we don't lay down on the floor.
We don't lay on the ground anymore.
Yeah, we've gotten some awesome pictures doing that mm-hmm. too. Yep. Play board games, which we'll play games, not necessarily mm-hmm. board games. Get dessert to go from your favorite restaurant. We've done that. And the nice thing about that is dessert typically is a lot cheaper than a meal.
Yeah, well, it says the advice under that says that you can save around $30 to $40 on date nights and not have to pay a tip mm-hmm. just by making dinner at home and picking up a dessert to go. That's yep. a great idea. I never thought of that one.
Yep. Rent the newest release of a movie night for a movie night at home, which we don't really pay much attention to a lot of the new movies that are out.
No, well, and you can get it through Amazon Prime right. or YouTube or yep. other things too. You don't even have to. I don't know. Do they have Redbox anymore? It's still a thing.
I don't know. I know they phased a lot of those out because yeah. of all the stuff you can do online.
I didn't look at the date on this article, but anyway, it's. Yeah.
I don't think it's
yeah,
that old.
But you yeah. can, whatever TV video viewing thing you have, Netflix or whatever, you can do mm-hmm. it that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take a trip down memory lane, get out old photos or family home movies and spend some time reminiscing. We've done that. So plan a vacation you're not taking yet. That's an interesting one. Mm-hmm. Make milkshakes, floats, or fancy ice cream sundaes. Binge watch a new show. Mm-hmm. So, and then they even have some here for 10 cheap date ideas for double dates.
Yeah, we're going to have to hold that to the next time, though, because we have come to the end
of our
really?
Time. All
yeah.
right. Mm-hmm. Cool.
So we'll continue this on another time. I will, as Wayne said, put the link for this into the podcast description so you can access it. And we hope that you will try out some of these ideas. And
yes.
give us an email in the podcast description, mm-hmm. too. Email us and let us know what you tried and how it went, and if you have any ideas to add to the list. So until we talk to you next time, we pray that your marriage and relationships will be richly blessed.
God bless. Good night now.
Bye.